Thank you, Kevin and John, for those inspiring inspiring music. And now I invite you into an enjoyable time with our guest speaker, Dr. William Lydon.
Hi. Can you hear me? Okay, good. So when I was first asked to do this, and I may start crying along the line here, so anyway. When I was first asked to do this, I was like, are you crazy? You want a introvert to stand in front of a crowd and start talking about things that are really important to me? But the more I thought about it is that, you have to excuse me here, that the things that I've learned over the last 40 years are so important to me, and I think I've been like, you know, doing the candle with the basket over it instead of like putting on top and showing that. So that's why I wanted to do this today. So, thank you. So first thing I want to say is I feel really lucky because my work is actually my spiritual path, and it's like inspiring to me to be able to work with people on deep levels and stuff. And just to give you a little background about myself is back in like the 70s, I became interested in like parapsychology and some of those different aspects of things. And I figured out that, well, you know, in order to know when you're violating the laws of science, I should know science. So then I started studying science and I ended up with a degree in math and science in 1978. Then I went to chiropractic school because it seemed like that was my next way to go with things. And then I also got specialty degrees in nutrition, internal disorders, then studied homeopathy and neuroemotional technique, which is very amazing stuff to me and allows us to kind of find a number of different things. So, and okay, so I want to talk about one thing about our energy continuum, and basically I'm going to jump to the next slide for a minute. Really, the title of this should be Everything's Connected to Everything, not Nurture Your Body, because that really is what this is all about. And if we go back and look at our energy continuum here, we start out at kind of like spiritual, go to emotional, go to the biochemical and cellular, and falling down to the physical and body. And all those things are interconnected within us. All of those are interconnected within the universe, in God, in everything. And so we're moving from energy more to matter and dysfunction to disease. There's some people that say all disease starts with a spiritual dysfunction and moves on down to the rest of the thing until finally it manifests in the body, and I think there's some truth to that. Okay. I may have you do these things for me rather than me. So, so we want to quote Master Yoda here, which is, luminous beings are we, this is just crude matter, or not this crude matter. And so if we go to the next one, this is, I think, such an interesting thing that in science, that if you look at the body, it's made up of trillions of cells, a cell is made up of billions of protein molecules, the protein molecules are made up of thousands of atoms, and each atom there's 49 matter particles. The interesting thing is that in our body, we are 1/1,000,000,000th particle matter, and the rest of us is energy, which I think is just amazing how these are all interconnected. Okay, let's go to the next one. And I don't know how well we can see this. And Parker, you want to help put up some things for me? I want the, here we go, three brains. Just move those things there for me. Okay, so in our bodies or in our brains, there's actually three brains. There's what's called the reptilian brain, which is like the brain stem, and that's like all our basic reflexes of especially feeding, fleeing, fighting, reproduction kinds of things. It's reflexes. And the next part is the subconscious or the midbrain, which is the mammalian brain, which your emotions and memory are stored. And it's one of the most powerful parts of the brain. And then finally, there's the neocortex or the frontal lobes that kind of do all the thinking and rational things that we do. And I've gone to a lot of school. I've done a lot of that kind of stuff. But really, what's most important is the subconscious. And so we're going to talk some about that today as we go along. So next. And one of the things that I found with this neuroemotional technique, I really like this paradigm of health, which is looking at structure, nutrition, toxins, and emotions. And basically all health, all disease is somewhere within one of those categories of stressor areas. And the more we can balance those things, the healthier we can be. And so we're going to talk about the electromagnetic body here, because we are electromagnetic in many, many ways. And let's go to the next thing, is the electromagnetic fields of the body. Sometimes those are called auras, but they're come from the electrochemical processes within that. So I'm going to talk a little bit science, but eventually we're going to get back to emotions and spirit. So one of the things I want to do is I have this thing called energy ball. When you connect the two sides, so if I go like this, hold my hand, touch that side. Okay, now let's just connect. A lot of people hold hands across, and maybe somebody can go in the aisle there, and we're going to just connect a whole bunch of people together here. Can we get a connection across here? Here, you want to go down there and just stand in the aisle there? Just a second. Okay. Okay, we all connected? Okay, now touch this side. So that went all the way through us to connect that. That tells us how we are all interconnected electromagnetically as well as many other ways. So I'm trying to do some like practical applications to show those sort of like spiritual principles here. So on to our next slide. So we're going to talk about, because my basic, shall we say, license is chiropractic, I think chiropractic is very important. And it's very interesting that chiropractic was kind of based on sort of a spiritual principle, or the first chiropractor was a magnetic healer, and from there went on to all these things that they thought, you know, here's a whole new system of healing, which works with nature as opposed to trying to control nature. And then let's move to the next one. And I don't know if you can see this, but basically all the organs are connected to the spine too, and we don't think of that. We always think about, you know, back pain or something like that. But any kind of problem in an organ will reflex back and affect a problem in the spine, so the spine can affect that. And it's all about nerve flow. There's basically a nerve to every single cell in your body. And there's only one exception, which is your heart, which is actually a nerve and muscle in one. So in a sense, every cell has a nerve going to it. There's many nerves in your body. And the other thing that's very interesting, not only are we connected completely electrically, then there's also chemical connections between each cell, so that it sends a chemical messenger. And so your whole body is communicating electrically and chemically every moment of your life, which I think is just astounding. Next one. Okay, I don't know if we can see this, but we're going to try and demonstrate a little bit of muscle testing, because I like muscle testing because it's a way to show practical things of what's going on inside the body, or asking your body what's going on. And if we think of our body as a biocomputer, that we do an input, which let's say touch a... Here, Parker, why don't you stand up? You're stuck today. Okay, so just go like this. Hold right here. So I'm going to just test him and see if his muscle's strong here. Now, if we touch reflex points like acupuncture points, now come on, try hard. Okay, so anybody want to try this? Okay, so just hold this arm out here. Okay. Hold real tight, don't let me push. Okay, if we touch this point, anybody else want to try it? I mean, it works on just about every... Here, you can just stand right there. Okay, and if we touch this point, if we're not, she's strong if we touch that. So there's different, like, acupuncture points we can touch, different spots, like here. I don't know if I want me to reveal, but something with it. That, this is showing, at this point, just, I haven't got too far into it, but it's showing how your body reacts to things. So that, in a sense, we're asking the body, questions. And it's a way for us to get a question versus like something like a blood test will give you an answer to things. This is a quick way to measure stuff, and I usually use this before. Oftentimes, then I'll go look at blood tests. Like I might find a reflex point for liver, and then if that's the case, then we do a test. And usually when you do a blood test, you'll see the liver enzymes aren't where they should be either. So it's kind of a quick way to do that. And we can connect to a lot of different things in there. So just to kind of explain this real quick, here's the muscle, main muscle. And in the muscle, there are these things called spindles, which are little tiny muscles that control the strength of the muscle. And it goes through the spinal cord and connects to that. And if you want to know more, we can talk more later. But and then let's go to the next one. And so this shows one of these things where there is like a problem with the muscle. It reflects back here and creates a weakness there. And so anybody have like an ache or pain someplace that they want to get checked out? Yeah? Okay. Lower back. Okay, hold right here. Let's check this first. Okay. Okay, let's go. Okay, so I'm going to just... We're just going to reset this muscle in here. Ready? Now, he might not feel a change yet, and it's a little hard to understand, but basically... When there's a weak muscle, we can go reset the receptors in the muscle and strengthen the muscle, which then controls the function of whatever bones it's connected to. In his case, low back. So that could help low back pain along with adjusting and things of that nature. Does this make any... I know I'm going a little fast, but... Oh, man. So I only have 20 minutes and I have 24 slides, so we're trying to get through this quick here. Okay, and... Let's just show, why don't you stand up? Aren't you happy to be my son? Turn this way. Hold here. So I can also show like here, like if I push on this part of his spine, see these other ones I can push on, not a problem. This one right here. So sit down. We're just going to demonstrate a little adjustment here. That was this side here, right? Okay. So just let your head. Okay. Now, sounds weird, but does it hurt?
No.
Feels good, right? Yeah, that's why sometimes I hesitate to show that because people go, oh my God, but it really looks like I'm doing karate, but works like a charm. So now if I push on these spots, now I can push really hard and he can stay strong because we fixed the nerves in there that were being pinched by that subluxation in there. So that's what, in a sense, all chiropractors are looking to do that. I'm just able to use the muscle testing to reevaluate it and say, now it's better. Okay. Feeling good now? Okay, next one. So one of the things that has been really interesting with the Human Genome Project is all these different genes or 23 chromosomes here. And basically, since Mendel back in 1500s or something, you know, when they started doing the DNA or working with peas and stuff like that. So we've always gone by like, okay, genetics controls thing. So whatever your parents had, you're going to get, you have no choice in it. And what's been interesting in the Human Genome Project, we now find that only 30% of your health is controlled by genes. 70% is controlled by your, let's go on to the next one, is your diet, your lifestyle, all these other things that you control and what choices you make in your life makes a difference on that. And that actually affects your genes, and you can even change some effects of bad genes sometimes through diet and lifestyle, and also determines your longevity. So let's go on to the next. Yes?
What's the difference in kinesiology
than this? This is kinesiology. Yes. Not only that, we're going to do that today. We are doing it. Like it just, you're just ahead of me by a slide. Okay.
Comment as the assistant.
Okay.
Assistants don't get paid in money, but he does have a chocolate truffle bar.
So.
If this is touching this, we have a
So here's what I'd like. Okay, anyway, I do want to talk about food as information. We think food is food, but it's full of chemicals that connect to your DNA, to the DNA, to how to respond to what you put in your body. So whatever you put in your body changes the effects of your DNA. And so this is one of those things that we don't always think. I mean, I always go, you know, taste is overrated. You know, I mean, we're always about taste, but you can fool your taste through chemicals. And really what you want to do is feed your body and help everything function better. So who is a chocoholic who'd like to do this test with a chocolate bar? Yeah? Come on out in the center here. Would you pour some water for me? Okay. I don't know where to put it. Here, hold that, please. Okay, so just turn this way so we can see. Hold here. Check that. Okay, good. Now, and hold that one more time. I'm going to check a reflex point here that has to do with allergies. I'm going to touch right there. Okay. Truffle. Sound good? Yeah. Okay, go ahead and just pull a piece off of there. And then chew it and don't swallow it. Just hold it. Don't swallow it. Just chew it. You know, bet you want to hold on to that, don't you? Okay. Okay. So hold here. Ready? Hold. Just keep that in your mouth. Relax here. Relax. Turn in like this. Hold here. Hold your elbows straight. Don't let me pull it out. Hold. Try to hold it. Okay, so now her muscles are weak from doing that. Because, you know, there's that idea like, okay, if we, she probably wants more water than that. You know, eat a candy bar before you go out and exercise. Well, this illustrates how sugar and candy and those things actually makes you weak instead of stronger. Here, so just rinse it out and swallow it. So this is a reflex from taste that goes directly into your brain and fools your brain into thinking that this is in your bloodstream. So this is a way that we can measure if there's a problem with something. Okay. Now let's go here. Good. And let's go in like this. So now when we test her muscles, now that's out of her mouth. Hold tight. Now, I'm pulling really hard. She can't relax right here. Okay, so now let's try. And I'm trying to illustrate. No. Would you like broccoli or would you like pepper?
Pepper.
Okay. So now we're going to do the same thing with this. And what we've just shown, go ahead and take that, is what a food-like substance is versus food. So go ahead and just chew some of that up.
But it's a swallow this time?
Nope, just hold it in your mouth the same way. Because we have to get the reflex that's from taste. Here. Now, if we test her here, hold tight. Relax, turn in here, hold here. She's like rock solid. Okay? So that's, you know, I think it's Michael Pollan who talked about food-like substances that kind of look like they might be food, but they're made out of like processed stuff and things of that nature. So this is, you know, the difference between junk food and actually real food for you, and especially vegetables are like critical. Thank you. Okay. Okay, let's go to the next. And so I just want to cover this a little bit about genes and how nutrients affect your physiology, which affects what's called your epigenetics, which is what you're expressing in your body versus what your genetics are. Because every cell has all the DNA for every single cell, but only certain parts of it are expressed. And if we had more time, I'd go into details on that. And sometime we'll talk maybe about GMOs versus real food. But let's go on to the next one. Okay. And this, I think, is a really interesting concept, too, is the disease delusion. Okay, we go, oh, I have such and such a disease. I mean, the truth is, disease does not exist as an entity or a being. It's just a name for signs and symptoms of how your body's functioning or dysfunctioning. And sometimes we get caught up like, if we think it's real, it's not. So really our focus should be on improving our function as opposed to like treating a disease. Because a disease doesn't, in a sense, really exist. Because you can't go, you know, touch a disease. You can't. It's just changes in your body. Okay. And Let's go on to the next thing here, which is the Magnificent Seven, okay? This is like, need to eat right, drink right, think right, move right, sleep right, poop right, and talk right. So those are the things that we want to work on. And I will say this, I'm a flawed human being. We are all a flawed human being. To be perfect is not really a good goal. It's to improve where we are and to be better and learn to be better each day of our lives. So that's an important aspect to that. Okay, let's go to the home run formula. Okay, and then let's move on to the next one here. And who wants to volunteer? I'm going to touch different acupuncture points and show things. And you want to volunteer? Come on. How much time do we have? Five? Okay. Okay, turn around this way. Okay, hold here. Okay, so I'm going to come around here. And so on our body, and this chart kind of shows what are called meridian access points or alarm points, and you can assess different things from the Chinese meridian system, which tells us about our different organ systems. Okay, so we'll touch here. Lungs, thyroid, stomach, pancreas. Okay, so I'm finding a little problem with thyroid and with stomach. I don't know if that's true in your life or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. See, now isn't that interesting? I don't know anything about her, but by being able to touch these points, it can tell me a lot, like in that long, of things that we want to look at to improve her function and her health. And then let's just do something here. I want you to touch right here where I'm touching, okay? Now I'm going to touch a couple different things here. Okay, so I'm touching here. This is a reflex point for emotions, for toxicity, supplements or nutrition seems to be good on that. So there is like an emotional component going on with her that's affecting her thyroid function that she might not even know. And I don't have time to go through any tea process here because we're just about out of time. But I'd be glad to, if people are interested, to demonstrate one afterwards if people want to see how that is and how we can maybe make changes on stuff. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's go to the next one, and I think we're just about. And this is what's called the master chart. So within each meridian, there's different emotions that affect that. So let's just go to thyroid, which you probably can't see well. I don't know if you can see it any better on this one. Okay, so if we go to thyroid and look, there's any of these emotions here like muddled instability, frightfully overjoyed, lost, vulnerable, non-thinking, non-emotive, which don't sound like emotions, but they are ones that have been tested out for that. And in the process, we can kind of clear what that emotion that's stuck, and usually it's from somewhere early in childhood, most commonly between conception and age 10. And by clearing that, it affects all the other similar emotions that have occurred in your life to like help clear that out, and we can make a change. Like I'll try and demonstrate something where somebody has a pain and shift their pain from, let's say, I don't know, a 7 or 8 down to a 3 or 4 in a matter of a few minutes just by clearing the emotional component that's affecting that. And that goes back to that whole, you know, 4 bases, like emotions affect the other areas, structure affects the other areas, nutrition does, toxicity does. So they're all interconnected together that affect us in that way. So did you want to do the one about? Okay. So anybody, so we're going to kind of demonstrate how, you know, your feelings and emotions affect your structure. Anybody want to volunteer for this? Okay. Come on up. Who? He gets a lot of that. Okay. So just turn this way. Okay. Hold real straight. And I'm going to touch the spot right here. Okay. So what that tells me is her nervous system's actually acting properly so that this will work. Okay. So what I want you to do is think about kind of a time when everything was going perfect in your life. Everything was happening. You had, you know, the money that you wanted, the time, the relations, everything's working right. Okay. So just close your eyes and just think about that time. And nice. Well, let's try this one over here. Keep that thought there. Okay. Good. And we're going to come down, turn in like this. I'll check this muscle too. Hold here. Hold it in. Don't let me pull. Hold. Okay. Nice and strong. Okay. So now think about a time when everything was a mess. Nothing was working. Everything you were trying to do was a problem. Nothing was what you wanted it to be. Got that picture in your mind? Okay. Hold here. Turn in like this. Hold in here. Hold. Hold in tight. Okay, I'll try this one. So I could test any muscle right now because her emotions are affecting her structure, her nervous system, everything else. And interesting, the research, they go, when you go back to that time when this problem started, when they check your physiology is the same as when it occurred in the first place because we're in that limbic system, which is like timeless. There is no time. There is no space. It's like moments of now. And so when you think about that, you're back to the state of physiology you were back when this first occurred, which I think is amazing. Now, let's think about something good now. We don't want to keep you in that. Okay. Hold here. Okay. So anyway, afterwards we can show how to clear some of those kinds of things. So let's go to the next one. And so basically we go back to this whole everything's connected to everything. And if we go back to that first continuum that we looked at about spiritual, emotional, biochemical, structural, or physical, that we kind of see here that all these things are connected, and so your spiritual, emotional will affect your physical and biochemical, and it goes the other way too. It's chicken or egg kind of question. So they all interconnect on that. So that's where we go back to that whole, you know, think right, eat right, all those kinds of things. They all affect your physiology. Everything's connected. And what I think is so interesting too is, like, within your body, everything's connected to everything. And when you go to the larger environment, the world, the universe, everything's connected to everything as well. So that what you do, how you approach things are all connected. And so that's where trying to come to a point where we're thinking more in positive terms and thinking that way. And when we're stuck on something, I find that any tea is the best thing I've ever found to help clear that. Because sometimes there's that aspect of like just positive thinking, like, oh, everything's terrible, but I'm going to think positive about it. And so you're like trying to put positive on top of this problem area. And what any tea does is goes back to re-experience that and clear that. So now it just freely helps remove that, and it's much easier to be in that other state. And it's hard to explain. It's much better to experience. So anyway, I just wanted to give you a little idea how some of these things manifest physically as well as what we're trying to do here in Unity and Unity teachings that they taught like 100 years ago. And now our science is now finally caught up to the point of being able to say, that was right, and it is right. And so that's where I love seeing where for a long time science and religion or spirituality were going like this. Now they're coming back together, and I think that's just a fascinating, wonderful time to be alive. So, thank you.